Episode 1862, What is Killing Your Marriage?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Welcome to the weekend. I hope you're having a splendid one. And you know what? We got to have some relaxation in it. It is Valentine's weekend. That means your weekend should be full of love and splendor. It's all about relationship builders. So, what is killing your marriage? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Stay tuned right here on the podcast. And if you've already subscribed to the newsletter or you want to go subscribe to it, yes, that is where you're going to get the inside scoop for the AIM Academy. You want to be the first ones in. Roses are red, violets are blue. What is killing your marriage and you? If only you could discover one thing that would change your marriage, how would that change you? This is Valentine's weekend. Love is in the air, or is it? Yesterday, I was speaking with a colleague of mine, and she said that on her way home, she needed to go and pick up a card for her husband. She giggled innocently, but really, was it more of a guilty response? We have tendencies to make assumptions in our marriage. However, we did not do that when we were dating. We were inquisitive and always in search of answers. We wanted to know so much more about our partner. But after I do, what happened? Now, be honest, one or both of you slowly began to move from being very attentive to being complacent. You were okay with each other's moods, feelings, and emotions. Yet, when you were dating, you were all in. You were like, oh my gosh, why is he doing that? And then you would ask, well, what was wrong today? And you would stop and you would just listen. When you were dating, it was all about his likes and dislikes. And now it's like, well, come on, I already know, so who really cares? I'm not going to put a lot of effort into it. And then it's planning and scheduling. Now you have a family. You are a family. Whether it's the two of you, the three of you, the 10 of you, whatever number it is, you are now a family. So there's a dynamic shift in your relationship. You were attentive during dating, but as a family now, where are you? Just settling in? Okay with mediocre? Well, my hubby and I now have been together for 30 years. That's a very long time. In fact, we've been together longer than we've been single. Yeah, and it's actually 30 years. We started dating on Valentine's Day. He brought me 3 roses, 2 red and 1 white. How beautiful is that? Yes, we were in college. He came to pick me up at the dorm. We didn't do anything major. We went to a very, very inexpensive restaurant. We couldn't afford much. We were college students attending a private college. Both of us had jobs in order to go to that college, in order to make car payments and insurance payments. So we didn't have a lot to spend, but we did have time together. And that's what we did. So we've been together now 30 years. In saying that, though, there are many times where I find myself making assumptions as to how I think he should respond to me. How unfair. It's just plain unfair. Just because we've been together that long doesn't mean that he should have all the answers. Yet, I'm being honest, I think he should. Let me give you an example. My sweet man always wants to gift me with something I want. However, I like surprises personally. So deep down, I wish he would just figure it out all on his own. Seriously, by now, he should know what I want. Or should he? When my daughter had a conversation with Dad, he wanted to know what I wanted for Christmas, or at least some ideas of what he could get me. She made some suggestion about a robe that I've been wanting for 2 years. Yes, this isn't any robe. No, it doesn't walk on its own or anything, but it's the softest, most cuddly robe I've ever seen and somewhat felt. You see, I have a few of their cover-ups that I can wear out, you know, for an everyday affair. And I just fell in love with the fabrication. There's nothing like it. I mean, You know, you get those blankets for your babies and they're like so soft. Oh yeah, this is like blanket heaven when it comes to babies. So when he discovered that I wanted this for so long, his response was, well, why didn't she tell me? And my thought was, why didn't he know? What is killing your marriage? Assumptions. This is real life here. This is what we do. We don't sit here and paint these pictures as to, oh, well, you know, I think you should have a marriage like this. No, we get into the nitty gritty, don't we? Your life has been overtaken by assumptions. If you want to be honest with yourself, that is what has happened. And it's progressed over time. It doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen over time. Your questions are more about what you think your spouse should know versus what is reality. Assumptions can kill a marriage because it kills the hope of taking action in your marriage. When you live in assumptions, you are shutting down communication. So what do you do? Well, you got to stop assuming and start communicating. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Stop assuming and start communicating. You and your spouse should be excited to be together. Now, it shouldn't be a heartache, should it? No. And you don't have to be overly giddy all the time. I mean, that's not real life. But you shouldn't be mad at each other all the time either. You shouldn't carry a burden that says, what about me? Don't you pay attention anymore? It's not about what you think he should know. It's about sharing life and communicating your needs with a humble heart. It's sweet conversations, not self-serving demands. So what does it look like to stop assuming and start communicating? Well, the number one of anything and all of it is share a part of you. When you're done dating, you've said, I do. And maybe you're not even married, but you've been together so long that if there's an assumption there that you're married, you all are all in. If you look back, you are sharing differently now than when you first met. And I really want you to think about that. It's hard to dissect our own relationships, but if you want to build a strong foundation in your marriage, you got to do it. You just have no choice. So if you're going to stop assuming and start communicating, you've got to share a part of you. That's your desires, your needs, and your wants. Now, don't back away from what you're thinking or wanting. You know, you've got to be cautious of assuming you will get what you want. Go into it with an open heart to have a discussion as to the next steps. Be grateful for the possibilities together, building a life together. It's not just about you, right? What's in it for me? Remember that radio station, WIIFM? What's in it for me? Oh, no. You're not listening to that anymore. You're in it together. That is why you said, I do, which changed to now we do. It was a while back. I don't know how many years ago. A long time. We're talking probably way over now, 8 or 9 years, maybe 10 years. My man would come home and suggest at some point about going out to dinner. Now, when we started having children, his career was, I mean, he was in school for a couple years still, his doctorate schooling. And then from there, it was residency and fellowship. And so it just seemed that we kept adding on more children. Not by choice, it was a blessing. It was all by God's design. Some people say, did you plan for 5 children? Oh, no. They were gifted to us, truly. None of them were planned. And looking back, and he would agree, we would never change that. That is something that has been God-given. And yes, it was hard at times, but in looking back, they are extreme blessings now. And now we're growing our family, right? Because our daughter is now married. So I have another son now. So it's not 3 sons, I have 4 sons now and 2 daughters. It's very exciting to see how things change. But way back when we would take the time to go out as a family, and it didn't happen till the kids were a little bit older, but then it came to the point that we still had a couple younger toddlers or infants with us, which set up for more challenges. Well, he would ask me over and over and over again where I wanted to go. What did I want to eat? And all I wanted from him was to make the decision. And all he wanted from me was for me to make the decision. This is how we did eating out for years together. I kid you not. It would be this whole thing. In fact, it was almost so habitual. He would say, well, hun, and we're driving, by the way. We're not at home making this decision. We are en route, going nowhere, because we hadn't made the decision. And he would say, where would you like to go? Some of the smaller towns we were at, we were limited. Other towns, it was like, well, we could drive, quote unquote, into the city and have more options. But we had to think about who was with us, because we were very much a family. We did things together. In fact, we didn't go out a lot of times. Number one, we couldn't find a babysitter who wanted to live and survive with five children for a couple hours. And we didn't have family near us. So it was very much a challenge. So when we did have family come and visit, that is one thing we did do. We would go out, just the two of us. But as a whole, when we would go out once in a while, and when I say once in a blue moon, it was like maybe once a week. I did a ton of cooking and still do to this day. Why? Well, they all actually like my cooking. And when we go out, we spend way too much money, and some of them don't eat where we go out. And so then it's just wasteful. So why do that? So it truly is a treat when we go out. Well, the whole conversation would go on and on and on as we're driving en route. And you could almost hit play on our conversation. Well, where do you want to go? Oh, honey, I don't care. Well, what are you in the mood for? Oh, I don't know. And then he would name off three or four things. And I'd be like, I don't know, what do you want? It was just back and forth. And then you could just tell the intensity in his voice. And then finally, a child normally would chime in and we'd be like, okay, let's just go there. And that was it. No decision was actually ever made. Well, finally, at one point, I was having a conversation with him. And I can't remember exactly what happened, but it's what I heard from him. He wanted me to make the decision because all day long, he made decisions. And the last thing he wanted to do was to come home and make more decisions. It had nothing to do with really where we were going to go to eat. He honestly did not care. And from my point of view, I just wanted to make him happy because he works so hard every single day. And so it was my way, in my opinion, that I was giving to him. But at the same time, he was like, oh, honey, I just wish you would take this, make the decision. I don't care where we go. And I'm like, well, I don't care where we go either. And it was this back and forth. And we didn't yell out of anger or anything, but you could hear that little spark of frustration in his voice. Like, why don't you get it? He never communicated it with me until way after our tornado. And I heard him one time make a comment and my ears, boop, 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 just, latched on to that. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was totally what? Miscommunication and assumptions. What a mess for no reason. And it was truly just a misunderstanding on both of our parts. It wasn't about him being right and me being wrong or vice versa. No, it was just about, oh, well, this is how it is. It was a miscommunication. So you got to do your part. Stop assuming and start communicating. There's nothing wrong with you telling your husband your desires, your wants, your needs, whether it's in the bedroom, in the kitchen, in the closet, in the family room, at the bank, or in the grocery store, even at church, driving somewhere in the car. Share your desires, your needs, and your wants. Now, you don't have to do it all at one time, obviously, because that will bombard him. But in the bedroom, for example, if he asks you, hey, so does this feel good? Why not be honest with him? This is a man that you should be enjoying your time with. I mean, come on, let's be real. In the kitchen, if he says, you know, hun, I was thinking about having Mexican for dinner tonight, or I want Chinese, or I want good old-fashioned McMommies. That's like hamburgers and french fries at home. It's like McDonald's, but we call it McMommies here at our house. Anyway, I know, kind of funny, but strange. What's wrong with him saying, do you have makings for this? Now, for some women, they'd be like, oh my gosh. But on the other hand, Wouldn't it be nice if you have one thing planned, but you still have something else available? What does it hurt to switch it up once in a while if you have that already there? I know what it was like. I did it with 5 children. You got to have a little bit of flexibility. You know, maybe you're on your way in the car going out to eat. Don't be like we were for so many years. And it wasn't like, again, that anything was wrong with it. But looking back, I'm like, seriously? How many words were wasted on where do you want to go to eat? How much breath was wasted? We could have had conversations about something else. But no, we just went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Do your part. Now, also, I want you to understand this. Just because you express yourself, you share what you want, what you need, what you desire, doesn't mean you're going to get it, okay? That's a what. You got to do it as a couple. You come together. But if you're not honest with each other, how are you going to move in it together? And that's the key. Stop assuming and start communicating. Your marriage is worth it and you are worth it. Go out today with a smile on your face. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Fill your weekend with love. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.